From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. The American Farm Bureau Federation is hailing new opportunities for U.S. beef producers that the recently signed deal with the European Union offers. President Zippy Duval tells AgriMarketing.com America's ranchers welcome the opportunity to supply a bigger share of Europe's beef market, saying this advance is a three-decade effort to expand market opportunities for American ag in the EU. However, Duval warns it's important for U.S. negotiators to remain committed to reaching a broad trade agreement with the EU that levels the playing field for all farmers and ranchers. With a hint of possible trade retaliation against U.S. ag imports, Mexican and tomato industry leaders warn the current proposal from the Department of Commerce to create a new tomato suspension agreement is unacceptable. According to ThePacker.com, importers of fresh Mexican tomatoes have been paying over 17.5% duty since May 7th when the DOC withdrew from the existing Mexican tomato suspension agreement with tomato growers and started a dumping investigation that's been inactive since 1996. Congress is out for August recess, and lawmakers left without ratifying the trade deal between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. However, Farm Journal Washington correspondent Jim Wiesmeyer tells AgWeb.com a lot of issues were aired out prior to the recess, and he believes things will get ironed out and a vote is likely in October or November. Wiesmeyer believes there will be enough support for ratification.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.